Christmas 1973 by Madeline L'Engle. This is no time for a child to be born. With the world betrayed by war and hate and a comet slashing through the sky to warn that time runs out and the sun burns late. This is no time for a child to be born in a land in the crushing grip of Rome. Honor and truth were trampled by scorn. Yet here did our Savior make his home. When is the time for love to be born? The inn is full on the planet Earth, and by a comet the sky is torn. Yet love still takes the risk of birth.
The Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went up from the Emperor Augustus that all the world would be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their old towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth to Galilee in Judea, to the town of the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for him in the inn.
I invite you to read with me responsively, "For so the children come," from Sophia Lyon Foss. "For so the children come, and so they have been coming.
Always in the same way.
born of the seed of man and woman.
No angels herald their beginnings. No prophets predict their future courses.
No wise men see a star to show where to find the babe that will save humankind.
Yet each night a child is born is a holy night.
Fathers and mothers, sitting behind their children's cribs, feel glory in the sight of a new life beginning.
Where and how will this new life end? Or will it ever end?
Each night a child is born is a holy night. A time for singing, a time for wondering, a time for worshiping. The Gospel according to Luke. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over each other's flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came up on them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. According to Luke. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen them, they spread word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. which were just as they had been told.
Joy to the world, the word is come. Let earth with praises ring. Let every heart prepare a room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, now gladness reigns. Let hearts their songs employ. While hills and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. Let righteousness its glory show, as far as love is found. As far as love is found, as far as love is found.
The Gospel according to Matthew. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him." The star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you.
This from the Reverend Lynn Unger. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord showed around them, and they were sore afraid. But the angel said unto them, fear not. Which is maybe a silly thing for a creature made of wings and eyes to say to a couple of schmoes who were just hanging out with their sheep until the heavens cracked open. Who wouldn't be afraid? And who stops being afraid because someone tells you? And yet, fear not is the things that angels say, apparently. And the angel says it to Mary and to Joseph. Fear not, as if that would undo the panic of the moment, let alone all the hardships to come. The story never says if Mary and Joseph or the shepherds were comforted by these fear-denying angels. Likely not. But all of them moved forward, did the next thing that needed to be done, which is about all you can ask. And maybe when the word came from Herod about smiting babies and they had to run, maybe when all the daily terrors of life descend, it could be good to have the angelic voices whispering, fear not, all down the long road and reminding you of the tidings of great joy. And these words from the Reverend Kendall Gibbons. One of the great things about Christmas is that it is a sturdy holiday. Christmas doesn't wimp out when times are hard. It comes anyway, even if there are hardly any presents, even when there isn't much food to make a feast with, even if you're sad, even if the world around you is at war, even if you're living in fear and danger and oppression, Christmas still comes. And when it comes, Christmas is subversive. Christmas with its story of an unwed mother and a doubtful father, when its legend of a helpless baby born in a stable who was worshipped by some of the wisest, richest men in the world, with its tale of the child pursued by the deadly wrath of kings who escaped as a refugee to a foreign land far from home. Christmas with its ancient, enduring summons of peace on earth, goodwill to all people, everywhere. You can't stop a day like that with a little hardship or greed or injustice. It will show up anyway, shining the light of a midnight star into the darkest places of our collective lives. Do not underestimate the power of the manger and the hope that it holds. The Christmas song of the angels is not as innocent as it sounds. It has turned the world upside down before now, and it still can.
Fear not, the angels say, but there is so much to fear. A virus we cannot control, unpredictable, dangerous weather, powerful, moneyed white men who value profit over the needs of people, and our own needs and wants that might not be fulfilled. There is so much to fear. But fear not, call the angels, to poor shepherds in the field, to parents the most desperate. Fear not, call the angels. But why shouldn't they all have been afraid? And shouldn't we be afraid? The adult Jesus was not afraid. He said truths so profound. We must love and care for each other. We must honor and love that which makes life possible. And those are truths that cannot be silenced to this day. We sing our faith in them. We call out our hope to them once a year when the nights are darkest and coldest, when depression and sadness seeps in through windows and doors. We sing them as the earth turns from dark toward light. We sing that love makes all things possible and gives us hope. Peace and goodwill to all. We sing loudly to that possibility. It resides in our hearts and in the space between us. Peace and goodwill to all. Fear not. But we know that Jesus' message cost him his life. To live as if peace and goodwill are possible, to live as if we truly loved one another, these have a power that the powerful cannot stand. Because if we truly, truly commit to caring for each other, the powerful have so little power. They conquer through violence and lies and turning people against one another. But committed, grateful, kind, loving people who turn again and again toward one another, that is a powerful, that power that is very difficult to overcome. That is the one that guarantees peace and goodwill to all. So why do the angels call, "Fear not"? It was the worst of times for the Holy Family. It was the worst of times for many in Israel who lived under the oppression of the Romans. But fear not, they call. Because in that newborn baby, in every baby, in every birth, there is hope. A hope that lights up the world at Christmas, that says loving the miracle of life, that loving each other fully can overcome the harshest of times. Love can light the way. Mary and Joseph were surrounded by the love of animals, shepherds, and wise men, and they found the courage to do the next right thing for the tender life entrusted to them. Fear not, because each year we choose to hope by practicing loving kindness towards others through gifts, through connection in parties and phone calls and lunches and celebration gatherings. And we make contributions to those in need. Christmas is a sturdy holiday, and it is one that we give ourselves. It is a gift to us. And it comes around each year reminding us that another way is possible. Another way that is not business as usual. Fear not. Let us all remember the exclamation of the angel. For babies come in the worst of times. Christmas comes in the worst of times. And still, we sing of holiness, of babies, of stars, of peace, and of goodwill to all. And may it always be so.
Below the star, the kings, angels, and shepherds found a hurting family. They were homeless refugees about to go into hiding in a foreign country to save their son's life. They did not know where they would sleep or when they would eat. People in our community struggle with these same or similar worries. Where will they sleep? What will they eat? Can they get gas for their car? Can they go to the doctor? And so many other concerns. The CareNet Emergency Fund provides resources to people in our congregation who struggle with hard times, as well as those outside our community who need our help. Our whole offering this evening will go to that fund. You can give generously either online or after the service in the basket in the foyer.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day.
light candles and go and sing Silent Night. This then is the miracle of Christmas, that from one light we kindle many flames. The darkness will flee before the gift of love, that every death is only a beginning. Morning will come, and with it a new birth. One candle has little power to warm or light, but when one candle is added to another, together we have the power to light up the world. It is in this spirit we wish to one another a Christmas full of joy and wonder and love. And let us appreciate Silent Night and all the lights of members of our congregation.